Let's just cross over to the United States. Our Washington correspondent is Simon Marks. Evening to you, Simon. It appears, deja vu, isn't it? Again and again and again here. It's another Trump faux pas. Would that kind of sum it up rather well?
Yes, I mean, a major Trump faux pas, and another example of what happens when he shows up at rallies all over the country with no prepared text, and he simply ad-libs and extemporizes. He was making another one of his rambling speeches, this time in North Carolina, just about 90 minutes ago, and in the midst of it, he started talking about how terrible the United States will be if, as looks increasingly likely, Hillary Clinton becomes president after the November election. And he specifically started talking about what he insists is her plan to reverse the Second Amendment to the Constitution. Now, the important thing about the audio I'm going to play to you in just a second is that the Second Amendment of the Constitution is that part of the Constitution that guarantees the rights that many Americans enjoy to own guns. And so gun owners are huge fans of the Second Amendment to the Constitution. Then he starts digressing and talking about how dreadful it will be if Hillary Clinton gets to appoint Supreme Court judges, as indeed she will if she becomes president of the United States. Take a listen to where he then goes in these comments.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, that will be a horrible day.
The horrible day he's talking about would be if she appoints judges to the Supreme Court. But that nod and a wink that he gave there, and there was literally a wry smile on his face as he said, I don't know, maybe the Second Amendment people, the gun owners of America, in other words, can do something to prevent Hillary Clinton from becoming president. It was pretty clear to everyone in the hall and everyone watching that he was inferring that an act of violence could stop her. Now, the campaign's gone into crisis mode once again, putting a statement out saying he didn't say what we all heard him say, saying that instead he was talking about the political power that supporters of the Second Amendment have to vote against Hillary Clinton in November. But it's absolutely clear if you watch that clip, if you listen to it, that isn't what he said. And the Clinton team certainly has jumped on all of this, saying that no candidate in any American election should ever be encouraging an act of violence.
And, of course, he's going to have company on the ballot paper, it seems now, doesn't it, with a new candidate coming forward. Is that likely to split the Republican vote? Is that the sort of theory, do you think, behind this?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, this is the announcement yesterday by Evan McMullen, who I have to say is completely unknown, even here in Washington, that he plans to run as an independent Republican in the November election. Donald Trump has had another dreadful week. You've got top Republicans day after day coming out and disavowing him and saying they will not support him. Senator Susan Collins of Maine yesterday, a very prominent Republican here in Washington, D.C., saying she won't back him. 50 top Republican national security officials, many of them former cabinet secretaries, saying that they won't support Donald Trump this November. And there are other third-party choices available to Republicans on the ballot, including Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, who in the latest opinion polls is winning between 8% and 9% of the vote. So this is still crumbling for Donald Trump here, and the emergence of a further choice for Republicans in the form of that Republican who announced yesterday he's going to run as an independent certainly only serves the possibility of further diluting the vestiges of support that still exist for him.
Simon, thank you. I'm sure we will find out more on this particular story over the next couple of days. There was a funny tweet in that Trump will be the first nominee to get a CIA briefing on the threat to America of himself. That's great.